Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Bob Peru, the owner of Bob and Pete's Floors in Canton, Ohio. Bob, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on today.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you. I missed the Alliance Flooring meeting down in Orlando. You're a member of that group. We'll get to that in just a minute. First, though, you have a store in Canton, Ohio. Tell us a little bit about that operation.
Yeah, we have a full retail floor covering store doing residential and commercial work. This is, and in my 31st year of business, we just completed our 30-year anniversary last year. So we do all flooring, vinyl, ceramic, hardwood, of course, luxury vinyl into countertops. And, you know, we just continue to a little evolve and grow, just seeing what the need of our market we're doing, and a little bit of done full shower replacement. So we're getting a little bit of bathroom remodeling, but we've been very busy the last few years and seen a nice growth and continue to see that at the beginning of this year.
Tell me about the name. Who's Pete?
Pete was a very good friend of mine that we got into the business kind of right out of college. We met at another job and transitioned into here, ended up buying the business, and he came along as a partner for 20 years, and he's kind of exited the business 10 years ago, remained friends. You know, we kind of rebranded the store a few years after buying it, and I used to say, go see Bob and Pete, they're great guys, they'll take care of you. And that kind of actually how the name evolved. There is a Pete, and even today, as we've evolved with staffing and stuff, people question if there's a Bob at times. It's been a great name, and it's been able to, again, put our trademark and stamp on the business, knowing that, you know, we're heavily involved in it, and we're going to be out there to take care of our customers.
All right, you mentioned that you're diversifying a little bit. Tell us how's business.
Business has been great. Coming out of through COVID, you know, our business almost doubled, which, you know, I think people obviously were staying at home and focusing on their house and fixing it up. And coming out of COVID, we've been able to maintain that. We're up right now about 8% over last year, which was our second best year ever. So we're seeing great traffic on both the residential and the commercial end. And through the years, we've tried to diversify, so we're just not locked into one category. We do a lot of our staples, residential replacement, but we're doing a lot more commercial work, some restoration work. So there's just a lot of diversity in what we're doing that's allowed us to kind of maintain where we're at and see growth every year. So it's been a great start of the year and a great couple of years for us overall.
And how long have you been a member of the Alliance Flooring Group?
It's hard to believe, but we're going on our 20th year. We got into that group 20 years ago. Market started to change, and, you know, where we used to deal with individual mills, they were trying to start up their own programs. And I've always had a business coach or mentor. And at that time, you know, he talked to us about maybe wanting to look into a buying group to be able to deal with everybody. And his company was involved with one. So we were able to get a little bit of education and knowledge. So we started the pursuit at that time to start looking for a group. And Alliance Flooring was the right fit for us then. And it is, you know, for us today. So hard to believe it's been 20 years, but it's been great for our business for many different reasons.
Okay, so the meeting was held in Orlando last month. Tell us about some of the programs you're most excited about that were talked about at the meeting.
Well, I think the big concentration we've had the last couple of years, and I was one of the first 50 members that came out with our new Perfect Home display. So new program that we're putting out that is really kind of a twofold program. One is to obviously have great display vehicles on our floor that kind of condenses the showroom down to kind of the best of the best. So we have different manufacturing there, a little bit of different layout where in past you're usually buying a mill rack and that rack is full of a certain manufacturer's products. This is really a different idea where it's kind of more of a color wall. So we're mixing vendors together and putting really the best of their best products in there. And we're laying out in a way that displays the products well, so a customer can come in and similar as you'd walk into maybe a paint store and see the array of color, you can kind of see the same thing on these displays. The group really focused on the next 50 to take on this project. We're doing it kind of year by year in phases. So we were part of that first 50. We've got the carpet in our showroom now, and it's doing really, really well. And the hard surface portion of that is going to be coming here in May, early June. So we're excited to get that on the showroom floor. So the convention in Orlando was great, really kind of focusing on that. Obviously, some of the new products that manufacturers are coming out with. Had a lot of great breakout sessions. We kind of got back to the old school, conventions where you go and have a lot of breakout sections, share best practices, and really kind of get a good knowledge base from different medium of from the flooring to looking for new installers and how to different schools that are out there for that, that we can, you know, it's going to be obviously the biggest problem in our industry is just creating new mechanics for installation. We did a lot of the breakouts, which I thought were fantastic, very knowledgeable, and were well done by everybody there.
So you're kind of beating the average right now. If you look at the demand for residential flooring, it's been soft since after COVID and when interest rates went up. What do you think you're doing that allowing you to continue to grow in these times?
I think the staple of our business for 30 years has just been service. And I think that's the thing we just continue to do, I guess, to a degree, fearful of getting away from it. But it's who we are as a company. We started 30 years ago when I bought the business. We didn't do any installation. So I knew we needed to become full service. And we started inspecting our installations. And I laugh today because I tell a lot of our customers it was out of fear. I wanted to make sure they went well. But we realized that people love that. So being in the home to follow up on that job was great. If there was any problems, we took care of it. People just love to follow up, and we collected the COD, and 30 years later, we're still doing that. So I think our reputation and I think providing a high level of service has been the one thing that people trust, that our name, and when they talk about Bob and Pete's Floor, it's about the service piece of it, and then we're going to take care of you. So I think that in a midst of an era where there's a lot of evolving things in the industry and things change, and to fall back on somebody that you can trust, have service, has allowed us to maintain our market share and actually grow it.
How do you get your word out? Is it mostly word of mouth, or do you do some advertising?
We do a lot of advertising. It's changing. I think it's something you got to really keep your pulse on. You know, we used to do a lot of Main Street media with a little bit of newspaper, radio. You know, we're moving some of that into digital. We started a few years ago putting yard signs in there. It's really one of the cheapest forms of advertising I've ever done, but yeah. I've been shocked. I refused it for years, honestly, when we started doing it. I mean, weekly, we've got people coming in saying, I used to deal with somebody else, but I see your yard signs all in my neighborhood. I figure you have to be the place. So they come in and check us out and start the process. So a little bit of everything. But I think after 30 years, you can't stop marketing, but it's just about an awareness. You know, we always talk about top of the mind awareness. I think of flooring, they want to think of Bob and Pete. So we still do some radio, the yard signs, some prints, a lot of sponsorships locally with our schools, and try to give back to our community. We're really involved through our buying group. We do a Shop for the Paws, which is a sale we do every year, and we've been able to donate $3,000 to $5,000 to our local Humane Society, you know, to help them keep up with the Friends from Stark Pound, as the organization actually goes through with the Humane Society. But, you know, so events like that, I think, are great, and people recognize that we're giving back to the community and they want to support us as well, supporting that. So try to be, again, well-rounded in that and try to hit different markets. But I think the consistency of that has been one of the keys over the last several years where our name's out there and then they know we're in business, thriving and doing well.
All right, Bob. Well, I appreciate you spending time with our listeners and telling us a little bit about your operation and your affiliation with the Alliance Flooring Group. Again, been talking to Bob Peru, the owner of Bob and Pete's Floors in Canton, Ohio, and you've been listening to Kemp Parr and FloorDaily.net.